Speaking about jewelers, this is Tom. Can I help you?
Hey, Tommy, it's Adrienne RDI. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Did you survive that horrible storm a couple weeks ago, or did it mess you
Yeah,
up?
we didn't do too bad. Just the ice kind of made it a little bit of a mess, you know? We got like
Yeah.
5, 6 inches, then we got ice on top of it.
Oh, gosh.
So it just
Ugh.
made everything packed down, you know?
That was the storm from that was coming off of the ocean, right?
Yeah. Well, not the one last week, but the one prior.
Oh, yeah. That one where it, like, all the way down. Tennessee, parts of Tennessee got it
Yeah,
really
yep.
bad.
Yeah, they got a lot of ice. We got like probably about 3/4 of an inch after it snowed, which in some ways is better because it, you know, it laid on top of the snow, but still
Correct.
made a mess, you know. I got out of the house, or I mean, I bought my uncle's tractor before he left to go to Illinois, which is a good size. You know, it's got a cab on it, so it's like the smallest tractor you would probably get with a cab
Yeah,
on it, you know.
I
But
can figure out,
it's
yeah.
a big tractor in a sense, but I need a tractor like that to hold my fucking head, but it came in handy for that. But you know, I have no other need for it. That's the only reason I want it. It's like, man, maybe I get snowed in, you know. But
Yeah, but I mean, do you have a pretty good long driveway? I mean, that helps.
well,
Keep
I do
shoveling.
now. Yeah. Oh yeah, I wouldn't shovel. I mean, I got a snow blower, which snow blower doesn't need a job, but the problem is that, you know, I was like on the fence. I was like, you know, if I go out and snow blow it before the ice comes, then the ice would be on the driveway, you know.
Yeah,
And then you
yeah.
couldn't get it off the driveway. So I was like, shit. So I waited till it was all over, but then with the ice on top of the snow, the snow blower wouldn't even go through it. It just rolled
No,
right on top of the ice. So I had to use the tractor. I think I had the tractor as a backup anyways, but I got a long driveway now, not to my house, but when I redid a shop that my brother built years ago, I went ahead and asphalted all the way down to the shop. So I got like a lot of asphalt now.
Yeah, but that, I
way
mean,
up.
it comes in handy. A, you have, I'm assuming it has heat in the cab.
That's the main thing. And I kind of got it. My brother's more into tractors and shit than I am. And my dad, he's going to buy my dad's house. You know, my dad passed away a few years ago, and he lives on a farm. So he's trying to get, you know, we're trying to get like 20, 30 acres around the house secured from the
Oh,
rest of the
wow.
family. And
That
then,
would
you know,
be
he likes
nice.
tractors and stuff. So I kind of bought it. You know, he's the brother that helps me out with whatever I need help with. I kind of bought it so he'd have it. And he's, I mean, I turn 60 next year. He's turning 67 next year, and I know he'll be out there in the middle of the frickin' winter, or the middle of summer, you know, fucking around with
Oh.
shit he shouldn't be fucking around with. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'll just buy it and he'll have it, you know. So if it's real fucking bitter cold, he'll, you know, at least he's
Well,
had something
yeah,
that's
he
heat,
can.
you know.
Yeah. Are you planning on getting animals and having, like,
Oh,
farm
hell no.
animals?
No. It's just, it's one of the, I say he's neighbors. There's a person that farms it behind the house there that's been farming it for probably 45 years. So it's just a open, mostly open fields. So there's no animals on it. It's just mainly, he just plants soybeans and corn back and forth, and you know, it keeps the taxes low because it's agriculture, you know.
True.
And
Yeah.
you probably get enough, you know, the house is a separate lot in the middle of it. But as far as the farm itself, you get enough from the share of the crop to kind of, you know, a few $1,000, which pays the property tax on it, you know.
Right, yeah.
So you just kind of sit on it, and this is what you do. And I don't really need farmland either, but again, he's the brother that helps me out, and I just look at it, if we can get together and get a good sized portion, and then, you know, nothing else, I'll leave it to my kid, you
Right, and I mean,
know.
it's, you know, it was your dad, like you said, so you're keeping it
Yeah.
in the family at least, you know, because
Yeah.
land is not cheap.
No, and it's not going to get cheaper. So that's the other thing.
No.
At least it's something that would appreciate over time, you know.
Correct.
I don't really have any other investments other than the crap in my store. But,
And
you
gold, I
know.
mean, shit, if you have
Yeah.
old gold sitting around, that's a good investment right now.
Well, yeah, if I was retiring right now, it'd be good.
Oh my gosh.
I hope it goes up when I retire. That's all I hope.
Well, so I've
You
heard like the refiners are holding it in some places for 10 days, and then on the
Oh,
10th
well, the
day.
banks aren't financing this. The problem is they can't get the money from the banks to pay off. It's become a real
Oh.
bad issue because so much is, you know, silver was an issue like a few months ago, and it's been taking so long because they were generally prioritizing the gold too, and there was so much of it coming in, they were prioritizing the gold, and the silver was really
Just
lagging.
backing up, yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing is you can't. they won't lock in. Like if I send it right now, you know, it used to be I could send it, and the next day when they receive
yeah,
it,
yeah, they would lock it
lock
in.
Yeah, and they're locking in now.
No,
well,
yeah,
because the banks aren't funding them. The banks aren't because of what happened. Look at silver. Silver dropped 20% today.
Oh, did it even more?
Today, yeah. Today it dropped 20% from yesterday. I bought bullion yesterday. I bought fine bullion yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I bought it 20% back a spot.
So what was it? Was it above 100 again? Like I couldn't believe when it got to 21.
It went up. Well, it went down $19 today. Is what it's, I'm just pulling up right now. It went down 19%. It went down $17. It went down 19.59% today.
Crazy.
So what I bought yesterday, I lost money on. I bought it 20% less than spot. Because I told people, I used to be higher, but I said, so volatile. So I bought it 20% less than spot. And now it lost 19.59% in a day. And then they're not going to pay me 100% on it. So I've already, what I bought yesterday, I lost money on. Just that quick.
Wow.
But it was 100 and, at one point it was like 117, 118.
Yeah, I remember
like
it was 30, like up.
$30 in a day.
Yeah, and then it was like, because I remember December, shit, just like in December, it was literally like $35, and then it spiked up to over 100.
Yeah, oh, it's been on a tear. Gold dropped $187 today.
Well, I know it got up to, what, 55 was the high it got up to a couple weeks ago?
I think 56. Yeah, I think it hit 56, but then it dropped like $800 in a day.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to hit 775?
I think it's just going to pull back, but it's hard to say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew the answers, but I just like to unload some of what I got. But it's, like I said, they're not locking in. The person I was usually going to, you know, his refiners held him up, you know, told him basically we're not taking anything in right now, so now I'm not sure where, you know, I usually, if I send it off, I usually send it to High Tech in Dallas, or if I send it to Hoover Strong here in Virginia. But the thing is, actually, they don't lock it in.
Yeah, they stop
they're running,
doing that.
They're basically, you know, it's going to take a week or two to get it processed. And then on top of that, they're slowing down the payments as well. And that's because of the bank funding. The banks aren't feeling secure about it because it's so volatile. And you can see why. Hell. You know, if a bunch of people would have closed at 100, let's say the refiner, because some people pool it, some people send it to a refiner, and they say, just hold it, you know, until I want to sell it. Well, okay, they got all the silver to sit on at the refinery, and they say, oh, we want to sell it. Well, it's $115 an ounce. And they get funding from the bank to do it, and then the shit drops to 80 overnight. That could bankrupt some of these freaking refiners, you know.
Yeah, I've also
heard that they
stopped taking silver because it takes longer to...
they're prioritizing the gold as well. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
They're prioritizing gold. There's so much gold and silver both coming in that, you know...
Do people do that with platinum? I never hear about platinum.
Yeah.
I only hear gold
but
and silver.
Just there's just not a lot of people that put a lot of platinum. So most people don't have platinum, you know. So there's not much volume. You do it, platinum processing doesn't pay out as high a percentage.
Interesting.
But they do take it, but not too many people, consumers, in relation to silver and gold, have platinum.
Correct, more because it's more affordable for the platinum and silver. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, so it's just, but yeah, it's a big disruption right now in the buying because, you know, I mean, I got quite a bit of silver. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do I send it off and wait? I just don't know what to do with it. And I may just send it off and just tell them to hold it once they process it and see what happens. But there's probably a lot of other people that have done that. So once it climbs up, you know, I want to sell now. But then, you know, the banks aren't saying, okay, well, here's your money.
Correct.
You know,
before
they would go to the bank and say, okay, we got all these sellers. This is what it is. Okay, the banks would fund it, but now the banks aren't funding it.
Global economics. Fun times, huh?
It is. Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. It's very crazy. So,
I just
wish
it would settle down and stay the same for a while. Or, you know, it's
got
to settle down.
Somewhat consistent. Because what happens
if
you quote a customer amounting today, and you want to order it on day five, and let's say gold jumps $800, do they change the price to $800, like when you order it?
Well, they price it the day it ships. Like if I order from Stellar,
it gets
priced the day it ships out. Like now I can order, you know, from a shipping standpoint, they years ago they started doing it. You can like place your order and, you know, just say ship with next order. That way you're not paying shipping on every little thing. That way you can place your order, but they don't actually charge you until the day it ships.
So you know what? Actually, that just reminds me. One of my coworkers ordered, his grandmother just recently passed away, and you know how you can order those, like, vials, like the necklace vials that you can put ashes in?
Yeah.
Okay. So he contacted one of his jewelers, and he told her, okay, I want to order this. And she placed the order. She forgot to check it out of her cart until the next day or later that day, and it jumped, like, I can't even remember how much she said, how much money it jumped in price, just because she forgot to close it out of her shopping cart and send it. Yeah, crazy. But anyway, sorry, I was just checking in on you. It's always good talking with you. But I have another call. But anything you're working on or need, diamond related?
Well,
hopefully a big, nice diamond comes your way. So we'll get that bad boy out free for you.
All right.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.